Chapter 16, Orders. It was a bright November Wednesday, and the morning playground at Laketon Elementary School rang with the usual shouts and laughter of children. But there was another layer of schoolyard activity going on, if a person knew what to look for. Because all around the swing sets, and the jungle gym, and the baseball diamonds, small groups formed up as fifth grade friends passed notes, and gestured, and play-acted, trying to tell each other what had been happening since Tuesday after school. Trying to tell each other all the clever ways they'd gotten along without talking. The fifth graders were so glad to see each other. They felt like they had spent Tuesday night in lonely prison cells, practically in solitary confinement. There was also some contest business being conducted. It was time for the first test of the overnight honor system. As agreed upon beforehand, boys who had spoken illegal words reported to Lindsay, and the girls reported to Dave. As Dave received the morning confessions from a short line of sheepish girls, he felt pretty good. He added 15 more points to the score against the girls. Lindsay felt good, too. By holding up fingers, four boys admitted that they'd spoken a total of 12 forbidden words, which seemed suspiciously low to her. But the rules were the rules, and she had to trust that the boys weren't lying, just like Dave had to trust the girls. And Lindsay admitted to herself that there might be a few cheaters on both sides, so it probably evened out. Anyway, she wasn't worried, because she was pretty sure that the girls were still winning. When the first bell rang, everyone went inside. Dave was in Mr. Burton's homeroom. When the second bell rang and all the kids sat silently at their desks, the teacher said, "Please line up at the door. We're going to a special fifth grade assembly this morning. If anyone would like to guess what it's about, just speak up." No one did, but Mr. Burton could tell from the looks on their faces that most of them had a pretty good idea. He smiled and said, "But don't worry. Who could be upset with such beautifully behaved children? Not me, that's for sure." After his group had filed into the auditorium and taken their seats, Dave turned and looked for Lindsay. She was sitting next to Kelly, and they were passing a note back and forth. She didn't look concerned at all. Dave turned away quickly so she wouldn't notice him looking at her. If Lindsay wasn't worried, he wasn't going to worry either. Even though this assembly had to be about their contest, it had to be, didn't it? There had never been a special assembly at Laketon Elementary School before, at least not that he could remember. And there had certainly never been an assembly that had begun in complete silence like this. Lost in his thoughts, Dave didn't notice Mrs. Hyatt walking onto the stage. And she had something, too. But he missed it. Scott Vickers elbowed him in the ribs, and Dave snapped back to the present, just in time to see the principal looking right at him. "Dave, I said I want you up here, too." In a daze, he looked around quickly and saw that Lindsay was already walking down the far aisle. So Dave lurched to his feet, scooched past his classmates, and hurried down the aisle and up the four steps onto the stage. Mrs. Hyatt stood between them, and she said, "Now, as you know, students, we always begin an assembly with the Pledge of Allegiance. So, Lindsay, Dave, you will lead us in the pledge this morning. Everyone, please stand up." The whole fifth grade rose to their feet in silence. Dave glanced across at Lindsay, and she glanced at him, and the look they exchanged was clear. What should we do? Lindsay gave a tiny shrug, and then they gave each other an even tinier nod. All of this happened in less than a second, and that's all it took for each to know that this was the right time for a temporary truce. Dave and Lindsay looked out across the faces of their friends, nodded, put their right hands over their hearts, and turned to face the flag. Signal sent, signal received. These kids hadn't talked for more than 18 hours. Every fifth grader took a deep breath. And if the pictures of Washington and Lincoln on either side of the stage had been painted with their hands, they would have used those hands to cover ears. "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." The kids spoke with one voice, almost shouting, incredibly loud, amazingly powerful, probably the most rousing Pledge of Allegiance ever heard in public school during the entire history of the nation. The auditorium echoed, and it seemed to take a moment for the room to stop shaking. As Dave and Lindsay hurried back to their seats, Mrs. Hyatt, her ears still ringing, said, "Thank you. That was excellent. I have called this special fifth grade assembly so that every one of you gets the same message at the same time. As of right now," and here the principal paused and swept her eyes over the upturned faces in front of her, "the contest, or game, or whatever you'd like to call this sudden quietness, or this three words in a row business that you're all doing, as of right now, it's over. Ended. Stopped. It was interesting, and I hope you learned something, and we all hope that you also enjoyed yourselves, but I have decided that it needs to stop. What you've been doing has made it very difficult to have normal, productive classroom activities. And of course, that is why we're all here, to learn as much as we can every day. So is that clear?" The room was silent, and then a scattering of kids replied, "Yes, Mrs. Hyatt." The principal said, "Is what I'm saying clear to everyone?" This time the whole group responded, "Yes, Mrs. Hyatt." But there was no sudden rush of whispering, no undercurrent of talking in the auditorium, no joking and laughing, none of the usual behavior that unhushables were famous for. The group remained silent. And Mrs. Hyatt realized something. Yes, the kids had all responded to her, and just now they had all obediently said, "Yes, Mrs. Hyatt." But that was only three words, and now it was still completely silent in the auditorium. So to really prove that they had actually agreed to behave normally, well, she would have to get them to all start talking normally. But the principal instantly decided that this was not feel like the right moment to push it. Better to let the teachers work it out with smaller groups, one class at a time. So she smiled at the fifth graders and said, "Thank you for listening so carefully, and now I hope you all have a wonderful day. Teachers, you may take your first period classes now." Mrs. Hyatt watched the classes leave, one by one. It was a very orderly exit. All the kids were behaving extremely well. But it didn't feel right. It was just too quiet.